common practice in leadership and trying to get people to move in a direction is that a leader will have some kind of a bright idea, and then they will announce that idea, and the expectation on some level is that people will do what they've just said. I've come up with a brilliant idea. I know it's going to work. It's going to solve all kinds of problems. I've let you know about it, and now you should go ahead and do it. And there's some measure of expectation that people are going to be doing cartwheels or at least going to be like, yep, we're in. My experience is that is very much the exception, not the rule. Instead, what I believe happens and needs to happen is the announcement is only the beginning. And the more you can begin to create and use a map of some kind to help people go on a journey, the better things go, the easier the process gets, and the more you get buy-in a lot faster. And so the metaphor that I think about is actually like hiking a mountain more than anything else. And so if you imagine sort of like base camp, if you were to hike Everest, you'd have a base camp. Base camp is the launch. That's where you announce the idea or initiative. You introduce it to the team or the people or whatever. That's the starting point. And it really is just the starting point. No matter how hard you've worked, how many months you've prepared and developed a strategy or a big idea or values or anything, it's really just the start once it's complete. The next step is really when you get to camp one, you're really just getting people to awareness. And that is, I know that something exists. I still don't understand or care or agree with it, but I know it exists. And you want people to have permission to not care, to not understand, or to not agree with it. They're just supposed to know that it exists. And when you do this, you actually can let people know, hey, we're just letting you know about something. We don't expect you to care about it. We don't expect you to fully understand the implications. And we don't even expect you to agree with it. Your disagreement or indifference is totally fine at this stage. But eventually you want to take them then to the next stage where we call that camp two, that's understanding. Now this is where someone is able to go, yeah, I'm clear on what you're doing, but I still don't really care or even agree with it, but I do understand it. And this is a really important step you never want to go past because a lot of times people will move past this step into the next one, which is they're on board with you, but they didn't really understand what they were signing up for. And so slowing them down to go, look, we don't need you to agree yet. We still don't need you to care. We don't even need you to be a part of it. We just want you to make sure you feel you understand it and the implications of whatever it is. So if this is a values or a new vision or a new reorganization or a new strategic shift or anything like that, you're going to stage it next like that. Now, eventually, after they've gone through awareness, after they've gone through understanding, and it may be several meetings. You might have a meeting, each meeting, depending on the scale of what you're rolling out and how big it is in the organization, where you might say, look, you know, just this meeting, we're just trying to get you to awareness. The next meeting will go to understanding. And then another meeting later, you will try to get them to enrollment, which is really camp three. And that's where they actually say, I'm a part of your idea. I get it. I think it's great. Let's do it. I'm no longer indifferent, I no longer disagree, or maybe I'm not super excited, but I can do it, and I'm in, and I've chosen to be a part of what you're doing. That's the goal. If you can get people there, count it as a big win. Now, there are stages beyond it that I want to show you, and these are the gravy stages, and you can get people through these next stages, and it's awesome when you do. But this emotional journey is really critical, where you give lots of permission to start, to not care, and then eventually you make the ask. I want you to start to care. I want you to get involved now and say yes to this. Now, eventually you can start to see, once they're enrolled, the rest, they will start to take on themselves. The next stage is ownership, where they go, look, this is ours now. It's not just yours anymore. This feels like mine. It feels like it belongs to me. These values or this vision or this strategy feels like it's mine. And I no longer think about it in terms of who gave it to me or where it came from. And then the last one, which is really the summit, and that's gold, that is leadership. And this is where it's a person who takes it on and goes, look, I can make this even better and I can lead others to evolve it. I'm a co-creator in this. I'm a catalyst in making it happen. And I don't need your involvement at all anymore because I'm actually taking it to the next stage. And so this, all of this I call staging the ascent. Anytime you're going to introduce a new idea, a new initiative, a new value set, anything like that, you want to be thinking through, how am I going to stage the ascent for my people? What, by what date Do I need them at which stage? And if you're going to have multiple layers, if you have a set of managers and then direct reports under them, you want to make sure that the managers are an understanding before you ever introduce it to the people below them, because they're going to go to them with questions. You want to make sure you got them at enrollment before you ever ask someone to get past understanding below them. So you can begin to actually stage meetings based on who do I need involved at what point? If you're leading up, the same thing. I need a boss who needs to have some awareness. There's an idea. He may not like it. Then I need to seed the understanding, make sure he gets clear. That's a series of conversations. And eventually, I'm going to ask him to be enrolled in it. So staging the ascent works laterally, above you, below you, with volunteers, with people that you pay. It doesn't matter. This emotional journey is consistent across the board for any adult or any kid, anybody who has to find their way into being a part of something. So that's the thing that I recommend you use. This will apply across the board in lots of different situations. I hope you find it really helpful. I've attached a PDF of this actual graphic so that you can download it and put it into presentations. I've literally used this graphic for people, or a version like it, where I basically say, hey, today we're just trying to get to awareness. Eventually you're going to get to enrollment. We're not there today. Don't worry about that. You should feel free to wait. The next meeting, I'll bring the same graphic back, and I'm literally showing them, here's where the map is. Here's where you are on the map, and it's okay for you to be there. The goal is for you to be only there. It's been immensely helpful. We've seen a huge impact when we use this.